Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Trench to Triumph by Crayon. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Trench to Triumph by Crayon was released on July 21st, 2023 under Maven Global Holdings Limited and Blowtime Entertainment. It has 13 tracks, which represents 38 minutes and 22 seconds of runtime. There are 5 features and multiple producer placements. There's the Maven boss himself, Don Jazzy, Andre Vibes, Blaze Beats, DJ Dariko, Biggie Jazzy, Baby Fresh, K-Teezo, Saz, Ozedikas. That producer lineup, bruv. Interestingly, when Trench to Triumph started with the song Calvary Kid, you get these organ vibes, which are so cool because the first thing I thought about was, this is interesting. This might just be one of those almost gospel-inspired type songs. I wouldn't necessarily call it a gospel song, but Calvary Kid tells you a lot. But it's really detailing the journey, the Trench to Triumph journey from zero to hero type journey, from nothing to something type journey. And it has everything that gospel feel going for it, even the backing vocalist, more like the choir that's helping Crayon deliver the message. It's so gospel, and there's something that just touches you about this song, and you realize, well, the title to this album really details a personal journey that he is proud of, and this song really establishes that fact. Then when he moved to track 2, which is Trench Kid, again, the title tells you a lot, right? And this is interesting. From Calvary Kid to Trench Kid. You get it? You get it? Yeah. Trench Kid features Oxlade, and again, it's a continuation of the journey. And this time he's really getting into it, like, you know what? From the grace of Calvary Kid, let me actually tell you the tough days. I was depressed in 2015. I had no hope for my life, you know, things like that. And besides that, the music is fire. What I liked about this start was also, for a young man of his age, there's something super mature about the music that he's making. And it's not just party vibes or women or what. Really, there's depth in there. And he takes the music to a place which a lot of people will find resonance. You won't get many of them, but dope collabs are what you get on Trench to Triumph. Take song track 3, for example, Ngozi with Ira Star, his label mate. Yo, this song is gonna do some damage. I'm telling you, loving it, the execution, and the way both of them complement each other in that singing space is really, really nice to listen to. And obviously the production from Saz. Aha! Saz killed it. But it's Saz. Come on, man. It's Saz, you know? And talking about Saz productions, one song that you will definitely recognize on Trench to Triumph is Ijolaba Laba, the Afropiano vibe, which did pretty well. I think right now it's sitting on about 14 million streams on Spotify, which is awesome, especially for Crayon's journey as one of the front runners when it comes to the new age Afrobeats stars. I think it was super cool to also have Crayon do a song with Magix, which I actually think is one of the best songs on this album. I added it to the Afropiano playlist, so do check it out. Afropiano playlist by MJ Omoto, and yo, it's fire. I'm not even gonna lie to you. This song. Yeah, yep. It's got something about it. Again, Magix is a vocal beast. But Crayon, what I love about Crayon is this. It doesn't matter who he collaborates with. He finds his lane and still lets the other act or acts shine without losing his own. And to get an artist like that, you know they're always going to have good flavor and variety on any project or song that they work on. Now, up to this point on this song, You Versus You, which is Crayon and Magix, I am thinking, geez, the sequencing on this album is actually fire. Because when you move from track 3, Ngozi Crayon with Ira Starr, to Ijola Belaba, that's actually Afro Piano. And then, is it Belefu with Victoni and K Tizo? Also has an Amapiano vibe, but I couldn't place the log drum, I think. But it was in that same sort of tempo mode. And then you move to You Versus You, it's Afro Piano. And it flowed so nicely. I was like, yep, he's done his work. And you get the same thing on the following two tracks, which is Modupe and the one Chop Life with Yaba Buluku Boys, both which were released prior to this album dropping. And now it begs the question, is Crayon an Afro Piano artist? Because, I mean, that's 6-7 tracks, right? In the Afro Piano space. So, that's a good question, but I don't know if I would call him that necessarily. Interestingly though, the big hits from this project, which is Ijola Balaba and the One Chop Life, are Afro Piano. Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, Crayway does give us a nice, smooth and slow Afro beat in a song like A Day, which is pretty nice as well. But again, he goes back to the Afro Piano vibes on a song like Leko. So, you know what? I don't know. It's interesting where you would place him, but his sound is Afro. That's all that matters. What I get from this album is he was ready. That's what I get from this album. It positions him as an artist that knows his sound, that is very comfortable and confident in his delivery, and he also knows the writing style, the space where he is, you know, that reflects who he is, not only as a person, but then as an artist. And that's the maturity of this album. It's not maybe just laced with just bangers for the club per se. You're gonna get music for different settings, different vibes, different moods, different places, you know. And I like that. I personally like that. For an album of this mode, especially as a debut, I think he's done a fantastic job. You cannot really fault him much on this album. It's almost a no skips for me. Maybe there were one or two songs that I'll be like, eh, maybe I don't just personally like it that much. Not that it's a bad song or anything. And then that reminds me, the quality. The vocals had a nice sheen to them. There was this breath. I know when producers and engineers talk about it a lot, it's kind of like, you know what, you want the vocal to have this breath at the tail, and it really kind of accentuates that vocal, makes it sound extra nice, and that quality shines. This is what you get with Trench to Triumph by Crayon. You know what, let's get to the rating. How do I rate Trench to Triumph? And for me, this is roughly about a 7.8 out of 10. He's done really, really well. What I think the Maven camp really executes is the hit-making capability, where whatever song comes out of their camp has got potential. Any song here, or almost any song on Trench to Triumph, could become a hit. And whenever I didn't feel like it was a hit, maybe it's just preference sound-wise. you know, but I can appreciate the work that has gone into this and the fantastic execution. So yeah, maybe I could up it to an 8 out of 10, and that's a really, really good score. That's a solid, like, for this type of project. I think he's nailed it, executed very, very well, and I'm actually looking forward to more from him. It'll be interesting to see which song becomes the next single. I know Belefu is the one that they dropped just before this album, but I think the one with Ira Star and the one with Magix, those two, for me, anything could happen. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out, and this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.